The Americas.
Bolivia and its courts. The fight to control justice. Electing top judges has been a disaster.
By some counts, Bolivia has seen two coup attempts in the past year. Everyone saw the failed one in June when a disgruntled general smashed an armoured personnel carrier through the doors of the historic seat of government before being arrested. But some in the opposition claim there was another late last year when the Constitutional Court suddenly interfered to hand sitting judges more power. Bolivia is the only country in the world that elects its top judges. Mexico may soon join the club, yet Bolivia's experience has been disastrous. The courts have become a prize to control, the opposite of being a neutral arbiter. President Luis Arce, who took office in 2020, and a former president, Evo Morales, both want to be the ruling party's candidate in the presidential election next year. They know the courts may ultimately decide who it will be. That has set off a fierce fight to control them. Last year, the opposition accused Mr. Arce's government of torpedoing judicial elections that should have happened in 2023, so as to maintain its influence in the courts. The battle poisoned Bolivian politics so badly that it opened the door to a coup attempt by power-hungry soldiers. Under Bolivia's system, every top judicial post, including those on the Constitutional Court and Supreme Court, is up for grabs every 6 years. The elections involve two steps. First, a two-thirds majority in Congress picks a short list of candidates. Then the people vote. In both 2011 and 2017, the movement to socialism or MAS, the ruling party, had a congressional supermajority, so it chose a shortlist with little openness, compromise or serious evaluation. Each time the opposition called for a protest vote, each time about two-thirds of Bolivians obliged and symbolically voted null or blank. The result was that the MAS and Mr. Morales, who was president during that time, got the judges they wanted, but with little legitimacy. They packed the courts, says Eduardo Rodriguez Velce, a former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. At first, Mr. Morales reaped the benefit. When he lost a referendum over whether he could run for a fourth consecutive term, the Constitutional Court ruled it would be against his human rights to stop him. After he left office, the courts have proved submissive to the political power of the day. Judges who resist are sometimes suspended by Congress. Those who pander to the government appear to be rewarded, sometimes with plum ambassadorial posts. Mr. Rodriguez Velce believes that there has been a general loss of integrity among Bolivia's top judges. By last year, the MAS was riven by disagreements, leaving Mr. Arce with a minority government. As the deadline for judicial elections approached, the government seemed to worry it would lose influence in the courts if the polls went ahead. The Constitutional Court instead extended the terms of the current judges indefinitely. Since then, the court has issued rulings favourable to Mr. Arce, including a resolution that the government insists disqualifies Mr. Morales from running in 2025, though many experts disagree. Mr. Arce is now also seeking a referendum to stop Mr. Morales. The delayed judicial elections have crippled Bolivian politics for the past year. Supporters of Mr. Morales took to the streets, calling for the elections to be held, while his legislators blocked loans from development banks, thus worsening an economic crisis rooted in an acute shortage of dollars. Prices are rising, fuel is scarce, and the gap between the official and black market dollar is over 50%. This crisis sets the scene for the haphazard attempted coup in June. Some Bolivians suspect the failed putsch was a setup by Mr. Arce to boost his popularity. Judicial elections are finally set for December 1st. Expectations are low. The short list of candidates is weak. The process is so tainted that many of the best did not apply. Some legislators seemed to feed answers to candidates in the oral exam to get onto the shortlist. Once again, voters will be confronted with sprawling ballot papers and dozens of candidates they know nothing about, because in a perverse attempt to offer a level playing field, campaigning is forbidden. The opposition may call for another protest vote. "We will choose judges, but without any legitimacy," says José Luis Exceni, a former vice president of the Electoral Tribunal. Judicial elections were meant to boost the legitimacy and independence of Bolivia's courts. Instead, they have done the opposite and have fueled Bolivia's roiling crisis. Mexico's leaders should visit Bolivia to realize the failure it represents, sighs Mr. Rodriguez Veltzé.